At various times in a person's life, each of the bodies comes up for maturity, an opportunity for each of the bodies to mature and to develop. So the emotional body kicks in and begins to develop between the ages of 18 and 22, the mental body roughly between the ages of 28 and 32, and the spiritual body between the ages of 38 and 42. When I ask people on our 21st Century Magic trainings whether they experienced during those particular time frames a shift in their thinking about who they were, what they wanted to do, and how they interacted with the world, virtually everyone says, yes, I went through quite an upheaval between the ages of 18 and 22, 28 and 32, and 38 and 42. That's because each one of the bodies switches on and activates and is capable at that point in time of developing and maturing. It doesn't guarantee that each of the bodies will mature, and you might get somebody who is very spiritually mature but mentally immature, or mentally mature but emotionally immature. What happens, though, is that those certain times in our life, we have the opportunity to develop that particular side of our nature. The time frame when the spiritual body kicks in, between 38 and 42, we know in our culture as midlife crisis. The reason for this is that between the ages of 38 and 42, the spiritual body switches on, it begins to develop, and an energy that resides at the base of the spine, which in the East Indian system is called the Kundalini energy, begins to rise up the spine. The person experiences Kundalini rising, and it rises up a very, very small channel within the spinal column called the Sushumna. The Sushumna is also where we keep all of our unresolved emotional issues. So as the energy begins to come up the spine, it flows freely until it runs into some unresolved emotional issue that we have. Which point in time, the energy bumps into it, it can't get past it, but the emotions come up. Now, in general, and this is obviously generalized, which means you'll always find exceptions to the rule, the energy rises up the spine in men until it reaches the heart chakra. Because for many men, they have unresolved emotional issues around expressing love, about expressing tender emotions. So what happens is the energy comes up and it hits into the heart chakra and all of the person's issues stored in that particular part of the body comes up. They might change their mind completely about the relationship they're in, the whole nature of relationships, what love is all about, what family is all about, the whole thing. The whole thing comes up for reevaluation. If a particular man represses that emotion that's coming up, then eventually what can happen is the energy block in the energy body will become manifest in the physical body, which would manifest as heart disease. In women, most women actually don't have any unresolved issue about expressing love, tender emotions, being a nurturer. In our culture, it's part of their upbringing. So the energy goes straight through the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, everything's okay. Again, generalization, but for some women, what they do have issues about is expressing who they are and what they want and what's okay for them and what's not okay for them. So between the ages of 38 and 42, the energy starts to rise up the spine and it bumps into the unresolved issues in the throat chakra. At this point in time, the woman might just go bleh, and tell the person that she's with all the stuff that's been going on for her entire life, and her partner's sitting there going, "What happened?" And quite often the woman will actually talk, will resolve it. She'll say, "This is who I am. This is what I want to do. This is what my life's about. This is what I want. This is what I don't want." And that frees up the energy, it resolves the issue, and the energy continues rising towards the spine. If that doesn't happen, and the woman blocks or represses the issues in the throat chakra, the energy gets blocked there, and eventually what can happen for certain women is they develop a physical condition in the area of the throat chakra, which is the thyroid. The best thing that you can do as the energy begins to rise up the spine is to actually resolve any issues that come up using techniques like timeline therapy or NLP or some of the higher self-healing techniques that we teach on 21st Century Magic. In this way, you can maintain the energy flow in the body, you can release the negative emotions, get rid of any limiting beliefs that you have, and maintain a good, healthy physical body.